You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing else comes close.
On the eve of free agency, on the heels of the draft, on day one of Dev Camp, and in one of the shortest possible weeks for Sabres Live, welcome in. We are exclusive on WGR Sports Radio 550 today, and we'll be again tomorrow. And then, who knows? Maybe next week we'll come back. But Marty, there's a lot, an awful lot to discuss.
Yes.
So I wanted to leave the canvas blank for you to begin without any steering in any possibly wrong direction from me.
Okay. Well, I mean, the first thing, and let's get this out. The draft happened Friday, Saturday. We were doing some draft coverage Friday night. After the Sabres drafted Radim Mertka, defenseman from the Czech Republic, big guy, played in Seattle Juniors, and it's a great pick. Chris Baker been talking about him. It's a good pick. He was like, hey, if he's there, that's the guy. Good. Okay, that's it. And then they went on to pick eight more guys and, you know, a couple of goalies, and it's the draft. Some people ask me over the weekend, what did you think of the draft? My first response, first round was too long. It took forever. They did better in the second round, but it just, like, the draft is the draft. It's great. I don't want to downplay the kids that are being drafted. It's a great moment in their lives. But it's years ago, years away, not ago, away from when that's going to have an impact. So, great, the draft is done. Look, we're hoping maybe more trades at the draft. It's always the same thing, like, a lot of speculations, and then teams are like, well, there were some things that maybe, but it wasn't working for us. There's a lot of teams that said the same thing in their presser after, saying they were looking at trades, but didn't work out. So now we turn to free agency, and that's, there's still trades to be made, but we turn to free agency, and that's where it's like Christmas morning, but I can't figure out who's Santa and who's getting the gifts, right? Is it the teams that are getting the gifts because they're shopping? Is it the players getting the contracts? Like, it's free agency. It's Christmas morning.
In total, three defensemen, three centers, one winger, two goalies taken by the Sabres. Chris Baker joins us tomorrow on Sabres Live and may offer a little more on that. If you missed any of it, Sabres.com, Sabres Social has all of what Buffalo has added to their stable. Now, between then and during that time, up until now, Transactions, including an extension to Jack Quinn of 2 years and a deal of Connors. As Clifton goes to Pittsburgh, Timmons is here in Buffalo, and many questions remain on the trade and or free agent front, which officially opens tomorrow, but there have been a slew of signings by teams keeping their own guys leading up to July 1st. Yes. So quickly on the Connors and what it does to Buffalo's defense.
So this is interesting because obviously the Sabres acquired Kesselring. So you're looking at the right side of the defense. I really saw still a spot for Connor Clifton, but you probably want to change the salary structure because Clifton was brought in to be probably more of a top four guy. It didn't really fit in that way. So he was playing lower on the third pair. So they moved that money out. They get Connor Timmins and, you know, a prospect, and Timmins needs a contract, but I don't foresee this being like what Connor Clifton's money was like, and probably half of that. So that's fine. Look, he could be a third pair defenseman. And again, we have a lot of those. Now, if you keep Bo Byram, your top four is set. Dahlin, Byram, Power, Kesselring. If you move Bo Byram, you have a hole in the top, you know, pair with Dahlin, and you're going to have to figure that out. Maybe you get something in return. Maybe it's through a trade. So that trade is moving out somebody that maybe you brought in for a specific role. It didn't work out. Connor Clifton was a great guy. Loved every time we got him on the shows. Dad would stop by the set. It was great. It just didn't work in the role that he was going to come in. You change the dynamic. You change that. That's one thing. Jack Quinn's extension. Did I think it was going to be 2 years at over $3 million? No, I didn't think it was going to be over $3 million. But at the same time, I'm looking at it. So what? Like Jack Quinn had almost 40 points last year. And early in the season, he was a healthy scratch. And it didn't really, he had 13 points in his last 13 games. I get it. Last little bit of the season last month. But can Jack Quinn score 25 goals, have 25 assists, 50 points next year? Yeah, he can. And 50 points making $3.3 million is not a lot. Like it's, you know, 50 points, if you're UFA, you're getting $5 million tomorrow. That's really what it is. Now, I know the Sabres had some control over that, but I'm not worried about it. I think Jack Quinn is going to get an opportunity play, but I still don't see Jack Quinn as, oh, he's a top six right now. I would like the Sabres to work on their top six and have maybe Jack Quinn more of a third line power play guy and work your way in the top six if the opportunity is there.
Well, they have 14 forwards once Kozak's deal is done, and he's not eligible to slide through on waivers anymore. So if they sign Kozak, you're at 14 forwards without having filled in a potential top six spot. It will obviously remain to be seen where Josh Doan fits in all of this. But as we talk about Quinn, you have to wonder, is he in top six? Is Benson in top six? Is it going to be Zucker in the top six? Or is there going to be another name or two by the time they go through free agency and or more trades here? I think the Byram assessment of the blue line and where he fits and what it might look like without him is also a very, very, very big talking point right now for this team.
We haven't even talked about the crease yet, right? So that's another.
Well, the crease hasn't changed. But there's really not much to talk about, is there? I mean,
well, the only talk is that, look, a goalie that I put on my list of potential targets is Thatcher Demko. It seems like Demko is going to sign an extension tomorrow with the Vancouver Canucks. So that would take him out the market. Now, would Lankinen or Shelovs be available if, you know, because they're going to have to make one available, they may lose one on waivers, right? So there's something there, but you mentioned the top six. There was a rumor before the Peterka trade that the Sabres were looking at two pieces in the top six. And looking back now, I'm saying, well, maybe they were looking at two pieces in the top six because the rumors of Peterka. If you move Peterka, you need to replace the Peterka piece in the top six and add another one. Right now, you go on Daily Faceoff and Zach Benson is on your top line as a left winger. And I get it. Maybe, you know, Zach Benson is fun to watch, right? He's a fun guy. But he didn't have 30 points last year. You can't have a left wing top line player get 30 to 40 points. Like a left wing top line guy, got to get you 70. It's got to get you almost a point a game. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Jack Quinn. Like I mentioned Jack Quinn. Okay, well, if he gets you 45 points, that's a jump, you know, from, you know, 38 to go to 45 or 50. But is that a top six? Top six, that's got to be 60 plus. Jiří Kulík is slotted as a, you know, top two centers on the team right now. Okay, if Jiří gets 50 points next year, we're all going to be jumping for joy because he will have doubled his production from last year. But you're a top two center on the team. That's got to be 60 plus. Like, I get it. Sabres were a top 10 scoring team last year with a bad power play. But looking at this roster right now, I'm like, your guys on the top two lines are not, don't have the numbers that you should get if you were on the top two lines right now.
Right, and the remaining restricted free agents for the team, McLeod, Kozak, Byram, Timmins, Bernard Docker, Ryan Johnson, and Devin Levi. So you're seeing a lot of teams today take care of the housekeeping. You know, that's a mild way of putting it. Obviously, there's great significance for both team and player in these transactions. It's just when dealing with restricted free agencies, it's, you know, more expected that the business gets done. And then tomorrow, when things open up wide, you see what other dominoes fall and then how it impacts teams that still have to sign some of their own. That's the challenging part here, right? Like, do you quote unquote, establish your own little marketplace when retaining your own players, or the more you see other teams, you know, take care of business, does that change how agents view? I mean, my goodness, Marty, there are some signings already. Obviously, Toronto's on the winning side of it with their discounts that they got in quotations for John Tavares and Matthew Nyes, but yeah. I'm speechless, as you can tell. Like, the Nick Hague deal in Nashville is ridiculous. Oh. And Kevin Ball in Calgary is it's not ridiculous, but it's too much. So
I mean, Nick Hague got 4 years.
5.35. Like, come on. Like, I don't know. Whatever.
So Nick Hague got 4 years, $22 million, right? So that is just $5.5 million.
What did I say to you a month ago? Like, I've been saying for 3 years.
Yeah,
that the Vegas defense is the best in the NHL.
Yes.
Up to bottom. But now Pietrangelo's not going to be a part of it. And with their cap crunch, it was always likely that Nick Hague wasn't going to be a part of it moving forward. But I said to you guys internally a month ago, I said, is Nick Hague even any good? Like, because we don't know.
Because he's on a great team backhand.
That always makes the playoffs, right? And it's not a disrespect to Nick Hague. I'm inflammatory for the sake of engaging in conversation here. But what has Nick Hague done to get 4 years and 5.5 out of Nashville, which still doesn't look very good on their blue line? And there's still going to be concerns about Roman Josi's health when the season begins. There's optimism that he's going to be okay. But if he's not, my goodness, this team still needs an awful lot of help. And they still need Pete DeBoer in my mind.
Yes. And Vegas moves out Nick Hague, knowing that Alex Pietrangelo won't play all season long.
And they're still great.
But I'm just saying, like, they're like, yeah, you know what? We won't have Pietrangelo all season long. He'll be long-term IR all season long. But we're still going to move on from Nick Hague because that's what they decide to do. Now, Vegas is interesting because Vegas does things their way. But right now, there is, and Elliot Friedman reported that yesterday, but he said when he was at the draft in LA and he was like in the, you know, back alleys of the draft, there was a lot of talking about Mitch Marner and the Vegas Golden Knights, not because of the potential contract that Vegas could offer Marner tomorrow, but that there was potentially some tampering comments that were made that if Vegas were to sign Marner, that the Leafs would slam something down with the league as to tampering from the Vegas Golden Knights, because the league is waiting, is itching. I was telling producer Jeff before the show, but Duffer, did you know that I was part of a tampering investigation years ago? I was the alleged co-conspirator in the tampering allegations that were put forward to the NHL by the Buffalo Sabres too.
It's vaguely familiar. It's disappointing on my behalf that I haven't dug deeper on it, because I should hold it against you on a daily basis.
You should. So anyway, when Danny Briere signed with the Flyers.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yes,
later
yes,
that,
yes.
Like, maybe yes. In September, all of a sudden, like I got called in to a meeting and they told me ahead of time, like the league's coming in and whatever. There was a whole meeting, like, you know, Darcy Regier and Sabres representative on one side, the Flyers on the other side, the league in the middle, trying to figure out what happened. And they had, you know, they were like, oh, they're just, it was insane. It was insane. I'm like, I work out with the guy every day. He's one of my best friends in hockey. Did I want him to come to Philly? Yes. Philly would be great for you, Danny. Like, that's it. Like, I never got a call from, you know, Paul Holmgren at the time. Hey, tell your buddy Briere we're going to offer him this much money. Like, it was so pointless, right? But the league is trying to catch one team because we all know there is tampering happening. But they're trying to catch one team. So now the Leafs are saying, they're saying out if Marner signs with Vegas, coming after Vegas for tampering. Well, Elliot Friedman reported that Vegas, as we know, they're pretty slick and slippery, may be in talk with the Leafs and saying, okay, so that we don't get tampering charges, how about we do this? Toronto, you signed Marner, you trade him to us, and we'll send you something back. Nick Hegg was a player rumored to maybe going back the other way, but he's not available now. He's going to Nashville. Nicholas Waugh is another player that is maybe would go back. Mm-hmm. But I said, this is so Vegas. You know, they always seem to like have this way to maneuver around certain things. But anyway, so that's the big thing now. Vegas was able to move on from Nick Hegg, send him to Nashville, but now they may focus that money onto Mitch Marner. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can't really downplay the significance of a report like this because it could have massive ramifications on not only the two teams that we're talking about, but the rest of the NHL and how it affects day one of free agency or deeper into free agency, because these types of things usually don't get dealt with right away.
No.
They tend to require time and investigative efforts. So
especially when everybody goes to the cottage on July the 2nd. So you're going to wait a little longer. But I mean, what it's going to do is, look, you've got Ehlers, you got Besser, you got Granlund, you got Kane, you got other guys, Marchand, you got other free agents that may wait to see what is Marner going to do. Mm-hmm. And we may be plan B for other teams, but this may hold up the whole process tomorrow at some point.
There's one other signing that I just can't figure out. Do you know which one it is?
Claude Giroux.
No, that's obvious. He was a perfect fit.
And he took like a team friendly with, what is it? Less than $1 million in bonuses. Yeah. So it works fine.
This involves a team that has made news with two goalies. Oh, three, technically, this weekend.
Three goalies this weekend? I don't know about that.
Your boy John Gibson got traded.
Oh, to Detroit, yes.
And they brought in Peter Mrazek, which gives them Mrazek and Dostal. But for some unknown reason, maybe because they have a surplus of money and don't know what to do with it, they gave Ville Husso 2 years at $2.2 million today. Who were they negotiating with? What are they doing? Like, what? Are they doing this as leverage to say, hey, Dostal, we've got two NHL goalies. You're going to have to take what we're offering because we already have two goalies. So you better get signed here. Like, honestly, come on. Ville Husso has been a non-factor in the NHL for 3 years.
Yeah. It's basically this seems to me like Anaheim, because Anaheim still has $36.8 million of cap space according to cap wages. So,
and a boatload of young players that they're going to have to extend at some point this year and next. So they're going to be mindful of that.
Yeah, but Ville Husso, it's like, we need
to have maybe
$1 million
that much
in the minors.
Did he love San Diego that much at the end of the year? He's just like, hey, pay me. I'll be your third wheel if I don't get claimed on waivers, and I'll just stay in San Diego.
And what you can do now with these number three goalies, like James Reimer last year or whatever, is give him like the 1.2, right? You give him $1 million to be the third guy. And when they clear waivers and they go to the minors, it's not costing you anything on your cap. Anything under 1.25, I think, is basically not costing you anything to be buried in the minors. Mm-hmm. But 2.2. So if Veliuso goes to the minors, which most likely will, because
unless you think someone's going to claim him, and this is where it ties into Buffalo, because you've never really talked about Husso, but he falls into that category, right, of veteran goalies that were looking for employment, and where will they
There's land? Your answer. Your answer is right there, Duffer. They gave him too much money to be claimed on waivers. So they're like, we're good. We gave him so much money that he's never going to get claimed, and we're going to have him in our organization.
Look at his game log from last year. His final two appearances with the Ducks were great. So because in honor of those two games, we're going to give you 2 years and 2.2. Deuces wild, baby.
But that's like, maybe that's the Pat Verbeek strategy, saying we'll give him so much money, we won't lose him. We'll have our three. We'll have our Mrazek, Dostal, and Husso. We have our three. We're good. Because they've dealt with a lot of injuries in Anaheim with Gibson and Dostal last year, whatever. So they're like, we don't want to move to go into a year with a question mark. We'll have our three.
And it's understandable there. But shame on you for going 18 minutes without launching into a Gibson diatribe. What is Detroit getting with John Gibson? And are they way better? Again, let's focus on the division. The Sabres, teams doing their business. Yeah. Is this good for Detroit?
No. So, unfortunately, I've had to do a lot of work on the, unfortunately, but like a lot of work on to trade candidates because of the free agent crop of goaltenders that there is. And I've had to say that John Gibson would be an upgrade with certain organizations, right? Like Edmonton. I think John Gibson would be an upgrade to Stuart Skinner, or at least maybe a 1A to the 1B or whatnot. So is he somebody that I think is playing at the highest of levels? No. But can he play all? Yeah. But Detroit, they had Mrazek and Talbot. They were fine. I think Detroit was fine. Brendan Gibson is almost like hoping that somehow you're going to catch, you know, like this magical run with Gibson that he's going to lead you to the playoffs. No, I think you had a better chance with Mrazek and Talbot, to be honest with you. I don't see Gibson being an upgrade to those two.
Hmm. Wow. Joel Hofer is off the, whoever's market was trying to create this. he's obviously been retained in St. Louis a couple of years. And as you mentioned earlier, Demko looking like he, according to most recent reports, including that from Frank Saravalli, and this has been in the works, talked about for a couple of weeks now, that Demko is likely to get his extension with Vancouver here. Tomorrow.
And Hofer, the word was that St. Louis was not going to trade him. Like a lot of teams called on Hofer, like because they have Binnington, and they wanted to get it done before July 1, so they didn't have to deal with offer sheets on Joel Hofer, which they did 2 years at 3.4, which takes him past, like they'll both be free agents, Binnington and Hofer at the same time, so they can transition with Hofer if it works out and move on from Binnington in 2 years.
So how has all of this, all names mentioned in the previous 20 minutes as it pertains to goaltending, how has it affected what you see the Sabres potentially doing?
Well, the way that it's affected what I see potentially the Sabres doing is that available goaltenders that maybe by trades would have been there for the Sabres to say inquire upon, kind of check on, not there much anymore. Gibson already got traded. Demko is going to resign. Like now you're falling a little bit if you're looking at acquiring a goaltender through a trade. For example, using Bo Byram to say we're going to get a top six forward and a goaltender, and maybe we move one of our goalies out somewhere else. That limits the market now. And teams that may have a goaltender, and I go back to Columbus with Merzlikens, which I don't think there's a market for him now, but all of a sudden you're like, well,
no, because they need a veteran with Greaves and they already traded Tarasov.
Yeah, so. But you're going to acquire a goaltender, maybe maybe more of a backup goaltender, somebody that you say is going to be good for Greaves. And if you don't acquire that, you get it on the free agent because you can go and get a Vladar and you can go get a Vanecek. You can go get an Alex Lyon. You can get yourself a veteran backup for a lot cheaper than Merzlikens if you wanted to. So I think that all of a sudden teams may circle back on those type of goaltenders, right? That may be there for them.
Okay, but Sabre specific, how has your list changed?
Well, now I'm like looking at free agent guys because,
right,
you know, the whole Demko dream is not there. So I'm looking at free agent. The list hasn't changed, but it's just I was more focusing on trades, and now I got to flip over the page and go to my free agent list. That's more what's happening.
Right, but I think something very important in what you were discussing was names like Gibson and or Demko and or fill in the blank here have been attached to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Edmonton hasn't found success here. And that is potentially going to impact the market if Buffalo was looking at one of these goalies, right? Like, I mean, and okay, let's use a wild situation. Let's say the Oilers decide that Elvis Merzlikins is a better option for them.
Yeah.
And they make a trade with Columbus. Would you want the Sabres to get Skinner?
Well, he's not expensive, so he's not like a $4-5 million guy. So you could say, okay, so that would say to go alongside Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and go Luukkonen. I could do Luukkonen Skinner. I could do Luukkonen Skinner. I'd much rather do Luukkonen Skinner than do Luukkonen and Vladar, or Luukkonen and Forsberg, or Luukkonen and Vanecek, because now I'm like, okay, I've got a guy that has done it. He's been a number one. He's gotten to two cup finals. Is he good? There's moments where he's really good, and there's moments where it's really not good. Could I work with him and say, let's build the structure. Let's get him going the right way. I would do it. I would think that would enter the chat. I'd have to go to my third page now and say, I'm adding it. The guy's like, okay, what if a player gets signed or gets traded to a team, would they move on from one of their guys? That's where it is. And Binnington was another one that was on my list. That's the guy that you were like, okay, if they are going to go at one, like I'd say Binnington.
Still be on Edmonton's list, presumably.
He could still be on Edmonton's list. So now if he's going to Edmonton, they're definitely getting rid of Skinner.
Right.
So now I would.
I mean,
he
might go back to St. Louis in that situation because you would have Skinner and Hofer, right? So.
Yeah, but you could do a three-team trade. You can work, kind of. That's why you got to get work in the phones, and you got to get in and say, I think this guy's getting traded. I'm going to get in, and maybe I have a third wheel that can get a player or move some money around. Or there's a lot of that stuff that could happen. Does it happen often? No, but it does happen. So. There's still that, but again,
Jake Allen,
you're still looking at those backup goaltenders that I've experienced, but now may hit more money than what was expected a month ago.
But in what you just said, you know what doesn't happen almost ever is the Edmonton Oilers situation, losing in back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. And having two of the best five players, if not two of the best three players in the world. Mm-hmm. Their urgency level has to be higher than just about anyone's based on how close they've been and the players that they currently possess. So I think a lot of this marketplace, especially as it pertains to any goalie from here on out that is on the move, the road goes through Edmonton.
But I think you're pretty much right there. And also, if you're the Oilers, and this may go to the Sabres as well to a certain extent, but if you say, we're not getting much better, like you're not hitting the home run and getting much better in net, but the change is so necessary that we'll do like, hey, give me four quarters for a dollar, right? Like that's like, we'll trade like, you know, with good exchange rate, we'll take this guy. We don't think he's much better than what we have, but we have to change our crease. We cannot go into a third season with Stuart Skinner and hope that we're going to make Connor McDavid and everybody happy. That's what I'm kind of seeing with the Sabres too. Like this is now going to be year three of Luukkonen, right? Like he had the year where he finished the season really good 2 years ago. The Sabres were a point away from getting to the to the playoffs. The Florida Panthers get in. They go to the finals last year, not so good. Actually, that was 3 years ago. So you're in year three of Luukkonen now. Like, at the same time, do you feel, and I don't think Kevin Adams is feeling like he needs a change, but the Edmonton Oilers need a change, and that could shake the goalie market a little bit for the Sabres to come in and maybe get something out of it.
Fascinating time for Hockey Talk. Free agency begins tomorrow. Sabres development camp starts this afternoon. Much more Buffalo-centric and around the league as we continue on Sabres Live after this.
Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Nothing else comes close. Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to our best Monday show in a while. This one on the heels of the draft, and you can take home a blue and gold Sabres jersey signed by the entire draft class, which, of course, from Buffalo's standpoint, started with Mertka, ended with Rychinski, and this is clearly one-of-a-kind piece. So you can go to sabres.com/class and enter to win this through the 4th of July. How was your weekend, Marty? Or are you saving that for best and worst?
No. It was really good. I went 1-2 in 3 games coaching the 11-day power play yesterday with some of the alumni and friends of the show.
Nice.
It was awesome. Danny Gare was there. Don Luce was there. Tony McKechnie was there. Who else was there that we had a lot of fun with? Well, a bunch of alumni, like Rob Ray was there, Zenon Konopka, Pat Coletta, Daryl Shannon. We had Nick DeSimone and Dennis Gilbert there too. Sam Lafferty was there playing. So we had a great time. But yesterday afternoon, I decided with Jacob to go to the Bisons game. So I went to the Bisons game, went to leave before the end because it ended up going to 11 innings and I had to go home and change. My knees are like so burnt right now. They are red because you sit in the sun and you're like, don't realize until the next morning, I've got a line about 6 inches above my knee. That is where the shorts were. And then my knee is completely burnt.
You more clearly
the left
didn't,
than the right. I don't know.
Clearly why. Didn't bring your glove because that would have offset one of the burned knees.
Did not bring the glove. No. But it was, I have to say, every year I go to maybe a handful of games, the Bisons, and I say, I got to come more. I got to go more. And this was an impulse, one of those duffer impulse buy. Like it was 12:30 and I'm like, Bisons play at 1. Got nothing going on this afternoon. It's beautiful outside. Let's go. And we went and it was beautiful. So I encourage people to go because it was fun.
I should write a book on impulse buying.
Yeah, exactly.
But it would have to be co-authored by George in the control room because he's pretty darn good at it too. But I'm glad you brought up
George Babcock, but yes, George, our control room extraordinaire travelers.
Yes. And congrats to everyone who took part in the 11-day power play and specifically those who donated to help raise $1.65 million in the battle against cancer as part of a weekend that also featured the ride for Roswell. Yeah. So again, thank you to everyone for taking part and supporting those who take part. This is really, well, I mean, quite frankly, it's the most impactful week/2 weeks of the year when it comes to Roswell Park and its impact from a community fundraising standpoint. And it's all because of people that put themselves out there to do these incredible things.
Yes, the ride. I mean, Bulldog from GR takes part of the ride and he's been training like 2 hours a day. Like he goes on long rides. And when he says when it's windy, he doesn't love riding. So he does it indoors, but he still gets on the bike. And that's great. That's awesome. They raise, did I see $6 million? Something like that. That's incredible. And Dr. Candace Johnson was there yesterday at the end of the thing. So got to give her a big hug. She's awesome. She, you know, we talk about golfing all the time, you know, that like she's like, I think she's either from Pittsburgh or was in Pittsburgh. She tells me the story and it's great. She played golf with Mario Lemieux and, you know, like it's just, she loves hockey and she loves being a part of this community and the partnership with the local charities and the Buffalo Sabres. So it's awesome.
Sabres development camp starting this afternoon, Lecom Harbor Center. Head to sabres.com for the latest on the schedule, the roster. And obviously it concludes on Thursday with the annual 3-on-3. Mm-hmm. Tournament as part of development camp, that is on Thursday morning. Of course, free agency starts tomorrow. Yeah. Sabres have an awful lot of business to take care of, not only once free agency begins, how are they in the hunt for certain players, which positions are they targeting to alter the current roster. I mentioned the restricted free agents, Marty, that still need to be signed. McLeod, Kozak, Byram, Timmins, Bernard Docker, Ryan Johnson, Devin Levi. Yes. When you hear that list, obviously the Byram name is the biggest because of Kevin Adams talking about the possibilities, trading him or being quite happy to have him if he remains on the team, gets his new contract. But what else or who else are you, you know, you can probably say concerned with as far as getting their next deal for Buffalo?
I don't think it's going to be long, but I think that Ryan McLeod is going to be a little bit of a time when it comes to making sure that, you know, the right term, that the right money is going to be there. Look, this is a 25-year-old player. So if you go 2 or 3 years, you're walking him to unrestricted free agency. I think McLeod's done a fantastic job in the role that he was brought in. And I think there's still a step forward, right? Mm-hmm. For him to be able to feel even more comfortable. Like I could see a line with McLeod, You could see McLeod, Tuck, and Zucker playing on the line, but you can see him also play with Quinn and say, okay, let's use the speed and the transition game. Do I think McLeod is a top six forward? No, I really feel the best fit for him is third line center. Now, third line center, are you going to go out there and say, we're going to spend $5.5 million on a third line center? Because that may be what's going to be the price. Now, if maybe you can lock in McLeod at a number around 5 for 6 years, let's just say. Well, okay, by year 4, 5, 6, if McLeod still gives you the same production and the same impact that he did this past year, mm-hmm. you're going to be laughing. You're going to be saying this was a home run of a deal, because he'll continue to do the role and play shorthanded and have the speed and everything. Now, if the production drops a little bit, which that's happened. It's, you know, you're buying high a little bit on McLeod. He never had that good of a season. So that could be the worry for the Sabres moving forward. But I do feel like McLeod on a, I don't think it's an 8-year deal, but I think on a 5 or 6 year deal, somewhere around the $5 million, close to that, would probably be a fair market. And I think that would get done, but that's more of a late July, early August type of thing when you've circled the wagon on everything else you needed to do.
How do you personally evaluate, in this case, McLeod, based on what maybe common belief would be as it pertains to his role, third line center, penalty kill, on a team that struggled to keep the goals out and didn't have a good year on special teams?
Well, the thing where you have to be careful is because he almost doubled his point per game.
Right, but those aren't speaking to the two elements that this team needs improvement on based on what the
exactly,
team is saying.
Exactly, but that's what draws the money, right? You say, I had 53 points, I had 20 goals. That's what is going to draw. Mm-hmm. But I don't think McLeod is the type of guy that's all of a sudden he's going to make your power play from 18.8% to 26%. And that's not the player. And at the same time, we're like, okay, well, you're going to give McLeod a raise, but his role is to be a good defensive forward. The Sabres were not a good defensive team. Mm-hmm. So the numbers kind of speak in the wrong direction, but the value of McLeod is rising. I think this will happen with a lot of players. And this will happen with Dahlin. This will happen with Power. This will happen with a lot of players. McLeod, guys, Greenway, guys that are more in a defensive role, penalty kill role, get more saves. You get more saves. All of a sudden, everybody's looking better in that defensive role. You're going to have turnovers. It's going to happen. But when they happen, are you digging the puck out of your net, or do mm-hmm. you get a save and all of a sudden nobody's talking about?
Correct.
Well, after a turnover in the second period, the Sabres went down 2-1 because, well, you didn't get a save. Like, are you going to get that save? And can Luukkonen get you that save? Like he did 2 years ago, second half of the season, one of the best goalie in the league when you look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. Last year, that didn't happen. It happened a little bit more late in the season with Reimer, and that's why Lindy Ruff kept playing James Reimer. Not to say, well, let's look at Reimer for next year and whatnot. No, it was so that he could evaluate everybody else and say, okay, Dahlin turned the puck over. It's going to happen. He has the puck on his stick a lot, but we're getting a save. So now I can build on helping those guys get confidence, knowing that continue to make plays, we're going to get saves. That is a big part here. You can give McLeod $5.5 million and say, I really want you to be our best defensive center. You're going to play against the other team's top line and you're going to shut them down. He's going to give up some chances. Are those going to be stopped?
What's your hunch here on number of impactful trades still to come from the Sabres? 2, 1, or 0?
I would set the line at 1.5. And I think 1 is pretty much a yes. 2, And when we mean impact, right? We mean like,
well, it means that
players that are on the
Byram
roster,
question
not
on
me.
The blue line. There's the top six question up front. And obviously there's another position that you talk about all the time in goaltending. I mean, I think these are valid.
I wouldn't even like, okay, so the free agent market of goaltenders is what it is. But I wouldn't put it past the Sabres to say, let's look at what other teams have in their depth, right? Like, okay, call Dallas and say, what's with Casey DeSmith? You guys want to keep him? You have Ottinger, this is a different year. Like, maybe that's a Casey DeSmith trade. And all of a sudden, you made a trade that way.
Right.
Or Chicago got Spencer Knight last year. And one of the guys I kind of like is that Soderblom guy. He's big and he plays well. He was on a bad team, but maybe that's another trade. So I'm going to say that's the second trade. Mm-hmm. There's a potential Byram trade that could, but there, I would bet the over. I think it's going to be two.
And this may hinge on the Byram outcome, whether he remains or whether he goes. But we kind of addressed it off the top of what the defense corps could look like without him if they're not able to, you know, make another deal like they did last week where they bring in Kesselring and they're like, oh, okay, well, we can see where he slots in. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to the list of RFAs that I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago. Like, the least talked about of their restricted free agents is Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson has NHL time here. Ryan Johnson can still slide back down to the American Hockey League on waivers. But if the Sabres are needing to fill in a sixth defenseman, how legitimate are Ryan Johnson's chances against Jacob Bryson and Connor Timmins? I think they're really legit. Clearly, I wouldn't ask the question.
You think they're legit?
I would ask the question, but I'm being selfish in asking the question here.
Yeah. So. I'm not as high on that just because of the waiver aspect of it.
Right.
And saying, okay, it's a seventh defenseman. What are we doing here?
But no, I'm talking about a sixth.
About a
sixth.
Because
if Byram's not there, you need a sixth.
Yeah. Okay. That I'm not as high on that because of the waiver component to it. But this is interesting because, again, we talk about the 14 forwards that the Sabres could have right now, and they still need to add. In our opinion, they still need to add the eight defensemen, the nine defensemen with Ryan Johnson.
Jack Rathbone signed for two years yesterday. He has NHL experience. He was arguably, it was a very well-balanced group in Rochester, but he was excellent for the Amherst.
The 10 defensemen that they have. Look, there's so many bodies on a team that now you got to say, hey, this got to be quality over quantity here. You got to focus on quality. And okay, if I had 11 forwards that I was quality, let's fill the back end with other guys. Like that usually happens to the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Vegas Golden Knights. Is they're like, we got to play 11 and 7 tonight. Why? Because, well, we don't have a 12 forward. Okay, the Sabres would never have that problem with the way they're laid out because they have so many bodies. That's why the quality aspect of it is the focus here. I don't care if you go trade 4-for-1. 4-for-1, who cares? Get quality instead of quantity.
Best and worst of the weekend coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On Sabres Live.
Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Less than 2 minutes to go in the show. Marty, best and worst of the weekend for you?
Best was Weeksy's suit Friday night. He was looking sharp. I love Weeksy, and this was a color scheme that I had not seen on him. The salmony pink with the white underneath clean. It was really nice. I'm going to give Weeksy, our boy, some props. The worst was, unfortunately, the way the draft was laid out. Like, I know they tried to decentralize it, but the player gets drafted, player goes for a Zoom interview with the team, player goes to the couch for a family interview live. It was too long. You had a chance to make this like a 2.5 to 3 hour thing, and it took 4 hours. I feel like that was too long, and a lot of people lost interest in it.
Yeah. I think that's
okay,
exactly.
Tell me what your best was, because that was probably your worst as well.
No, that was done for effect, because that's how people were reacting to what they were watching on Friday. It's like, yeah, okay. As far as my best, I made it to Pittsburgh quicker than Connor Clifton. I went to see the Clarks. Honestly, it was hard to believe. 39 years they have been doing this. They are such a good rock band, and it was just a perfect show on Saturday night in Pittsburgh. We'll see you tomorrow for Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.